Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, and welcome to my premiere here on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Jen. We are also out there in WBLQ land over in Westerly, Rhode Island. Hello, Chris and Brian in Westerly.
Hello there.
Hello, Jen.
Ah, so great to have a team over there. And when we get to that part of the show a little bit later in the show, we'll open up the lines for a few callers. Now, today I'm very excited because I have a great show lined up for you today. I've been really looking forward to this day because I've been just so excited to have a full team where we can really bring this to you. And today we're talking about hope in people's lives, that sometimes they feel like they've lost that connection to hope. And that is the glue that keeps us together. We're also going to be taking your calls a little bit later. I'll let you know when to start calling in. And also, we'll be doing a couple of intuitive reads. We will take your calls. They will handle that at the station. You guys have got that taken care of for me. I know you have that over there. And one more thing we're going to be doing. One of the lucky callers today is going to win a free signed copy. Thanks to Deepak and Sanjeev Chopra, they have a book called Brotherhood, Dharma, Destiny, and the American Dream. And they are giving away this free signed copy to one lucky caller. So keep your ears tuned in because we'll let you know when to call in for that. We're very excited about this today because hope is so important right now. A lot of Americans, a lot of people around the world are feeling like they're losing hope. And I want to tell you that That's a belief. That's a belief that you're losing hope. You can reconnect to that hope. And that's what I want to make this about today. When you feel like life is challenging you, or you feel that it's getting overwhelming, or you have tragedies happen and unexpected things happen. I mean, we all have that happen. It doesn't mean it's the end of the world. It means that you just have to stop. Be aware, okay, we're going through something, and then make that intention to reconnect. And one of the things that I really want to point out is the word hope itself. We hear hope, and it gets used in many different ways, positive and negative. And I want to bring your awareness to that today, because if you heard yourself maybe make a statement like, I hope that doesn't happen, or I hope it works out okay, that actually has a little bit of fear energy attached into it. Think about what you're feeling when you say a statement like that, which is an affirmation. And when you take it and you tweak it and you just claim that there is a possibility, now you've shifted the energy of that word. Words do have energy. I don't care how many times you're told, don't let the words hurt you. They hurt people. We put those intentions into those words and we send it out there. It does hurt people. And we don't want to hurt people. We don't want to hurt ourselves. So think about that. Intention is so important to what you're saying. The word hope, like instead of saying, oh, I hope this doesn't I hope my day doesn't get ruined by such and such, or I hope this doesn't mess this up. You see, what you're claiming is you're claiming the fear of something happening that you don't want. That's the side of hope that I want to show you today how to tweak. Instead, we're going to look at hope is a possibility and opening up to a positive and claiming an intention that you do want to bring into your life. So it's a very powerful word, but we also want to pay attention to how we're using the word. And we do this with a lot of words. We do this with all kinds of things out there. But the word hope is truly the intention of possibility, not the fear of something happening that you hope doesn't happen, like we put it. We're putting the hope back in, the hope of, yes, there's opportunity to turn this around. Yes, we can change this up. Yes, yes, there's another opportunity to build something new. And like I always call it, the phoenix rises out of the ashes. That I love that phrase, because we always feel like when things get so destroyed in our lives, or things go away or things fall away and it changes up permanently, that it's all over with. And that's not true. That's not true. That's not true at all. It's about bringing the hope back in, bringing it to a positive side. And then you have opportunities that can start to come back to you. So we're talking about that. How can we change that? How can we change that? Now, we have a couple of callers on the line, I see. I think we might be able to take one if Deborah in Missouri is still there.
Actually, we're going to go to Vince in Los Angeles is on the line.
Okay, let's go to Vince.
Okay. Vince, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Vince. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
Okay, what's going on with you?
Well, you're talking about hope. I'm pretty much losing it because I've been out of work for a long time. I got a job a couple weeks ago, but I'm still waiting for a starting date. And in the meantime, I've had like 6 or 7 different interviews over the phone and in person in the last 2 weeks. So I'm waiting for something to come through. And then just last week, my landlord, because we've fallen behind in rent, my landlord said that unless we pay up by the end of the month, and that includes legal fees, they've already started procedures for evicting us. And so right now we owe about $4,800, and God knows where we're going to come up with that kind of money by the end of the month. So I'm just wondering what you see happening here.
Well, Vince, you've called my show before. I realize who you are. And you've been going through this challenge several times. And sometimes, and I want to bring attention to that, because all of us have had those repeating things that happen. And I call them the do-overs. Yeah. It's like, why am I doing this again and again and again? And Vince, from what I read in your field, you're experiencing a do-over. And we do those over because we're trying to find a way to improve it. We want to improve and shift. And I know that you go through this a lot with the job. But you know what, Vince? It's really out there for you. And the belief that it's out there. And when I talk about hope, hope is something that we have to embrace, that, you know, this is going to change around. And I've just got to believe in it no matter what. And it's believing when you can't see it yet. A lot of us go through these things up and down, up and down, up and down. This week I'm going through one that I don't even know if the station knows about, because my father-in-law passed away Monday. So the whole family is going through this right now. And I decided to do this show and shine light out there and show that I'm taking a tough time for myself personally and showing you how you do that. Right now I'm doing that through that. And I'm showing that you can switch this. You can send a light out there and shine bright, and then that is doing something to bring something more positive in after things change up in a drastic way. Now, that's a completely different experience, but I want you to know that's how it works. So, yes, we feel things, we lose things, and we go through financial struggles, but Vince, there's something inside you that is trying to show you that there's a strength to you. And when we go through a challenge like that, we can find out how strong we really are. And what I see for you is that you have a lot of things waiting to come in and to not give up. This relocation feels right, is what I feel intuitively. I do want you to know that. You have been going through it, and you've been a listener for several years now on my show. I know that. Yeah. And I'm very familiar with your background. And I want you to know I'm going to send a lot of extra light to you right now, to you and your family, because you are not being forsaken. You're not. You're not being ignored by spirit. You are just – you need to just trust when you can't see it yet. But I know you feel so disheartened, but don't. It's going to come back for you. Okay? Now, we're going to have to go because we got to go to a break. But I want you to know, Vince, that I'm going to be sending that love and light to you. And just hang in there because there's something around the corner for you. Thank you for calling in, Vince. It was good to talk to you. Now, everyone, we are going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to keep powering on, and we're talking about the possibilities of hope. I'm Dr. Jen, and you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Wanna make a change for once in my life.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Okay, we are back, and you're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we're on our premiere on Transformation Talk Radio in WBLQ in Westerly. And I want to welcome all the new listeners that are just learning who I am. I'm an intuitive counselor, energy healer, and I do a lot with group and trauma and all kinds of things. We have workshops. We have free meditations, and I'll tell you a little bit about that at the end of the show. But we have all kinds of things over at the website that you can go and download for free, or you can book private sessions. But today we're talking about hope, and we're bringing hope back into your life and how to do that. Now, quickly, before I take the next caller, what is it about hope that causes us to feel like we're disconnected? And it's fear, and it's not trusting into something that you don't see yet. You may see things around you, like the first caller was talking about, Vince. He was talking about how he was losing that hope. When we lose that hope before we see it, that's the biggest challenge for people. And it starts to disconnect us into a lower frequency. What I want to show you today is how to reconnect to that before you see it in your physical world, because that's the order of how energy works. You shift that thought, you shift the energy, you shift what you're bringing into your life. That's what we're talking about today. So I'm going to tweak it a little bit on the intention of the energy of how you use the word hope. It's not, I hope something bad doesn't happen. It's, I'm going to allow hope back into my life and reconnect. Hey, Chris, Brian, I think we're ready for the next caller.
All right, I think we're ready, too.
All right. Who we got over there?
Hey, Jen, it's California Jeannie.
Ah!
How you doing?
Hello. Jeannie, hi! Jeannie has been a beautiful friend and client for several years now. Oh, my gosh, hi!
Congratulations. I just wanted to say congratulations, and I'm so happy for you, and I'm happy for everyone out there that you get to share your wisdom and your gift with. You've been a blessing in my life, and I just wanted to thank you for that.
Jeannie, thank you. And thank you for sharing that with so many people listening now that really don't know a whole lot about me yet, and they're learning that today. And I appreciate that. I've known you for a little while now. How long have I known you? Several years.
At least 5 years, yes. Yes.
5 years. What can you? We're talking about hope and how to reconnect to how it can positively change. Can you share how you've changed that? Because I remember the first time I saw you, you were pretty.
Yes.
What we called cranky.
I was pretty wound up. I was wound up. Yes. It was the windmills of my mind. And as I always tell my friends when I talk about you, it's not so much that my life has changed, but you changed me and how I view it and react to it. And it definitely took probably what seemed at the time as, hopelessness and getting what I want to just the fact that there's nothing that I can't do. There's nothing that I can't accomplish and or surrender to, and both are peaceful.
And that's beautiful, because I remember that is the shift that we're talking about, because you've just changed your perspective and your approach to when things are happening. And the people around you never really changed behavior. They're just still being who they are, or whatever you encounter from day to day. But you changed your perspective and how your outlook and how you approach it or react or respond, not react. You respond now versus react. And
exactly.
That's the beautiful part, because that's shifting the energy of this isn't hopeless. It's not going to just stay this way, and it doesn't have to continue to affect me that way. And Jeannie's saying that. I really appreciate that you've called in to share that, because you were one of the biggest shifts that I saw, because you were pretty – you were pretty set in your ways when I first met you.
That was it. I had so much going on, and I just wasn't quite sure how to focus on everything. And seriously, I mean, it was just one thing that I needed to change in myself that made everything else clear. And, you know, some people changed along with my change, you know, not everyone, but I could see that, you know, my different response to people just made them shift a little bit. And also, I again want to thank you for giving me all the tools to be able to do it on my own. I still to this day use my shield and use my screen door and all these wonderful little, you know,
that's
thoughts
awesome.
That you've given me. So
that's beautiful. Jeannie, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that.
I am so proud of you, and I'm proud to call you a friend, and thank you, thank you, thank you again for everything that you've done for me and still do.
Thank you, Jeannie. I can't wait to see you again. So,
same here.
I have hope in that.
Right. Okay. We'll make it someday. All right.
I know it. Thank you. Love you. Bye bye.
Okay. Love you too. Bye.
Oh, my goodness. Chris, I think we have time to take another caller before the next break.
Sure, we can. We can take Deborah. Deborah's waiting on hold, and she is from Missouri.
Fabulous. Hello, Deborah.
Hi, Jan. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Deborah. Okay, Deborah, what do we got going on?
Well, I would like to know my intuitive connection style because I've got a lot going on. So that's why I'm asking.
So you're feeling, seeing, hearing, is that what you're saying? You're feeling a little bit of everything? Okay. Well, honestly, I think you have more than one open is why it feels like I don't know which one is my natural style. And that happens to some people. When I first started, mine was just claircognizant, clairsentient, where I was just feeling. And then all the other ones opened up and you start to second guess, well, which one is the one that I do? Mine are all open now. So what I'm feeling from you is you have at least three open. One more, I think you're going to have all four eventually. And that's interesting because here's the thing in that. It can be confusing when it first starts to happen. And she's talking about, for those that aren't sure what I'm talking about, she's talking about her intuitive style of connecting. She's talking about how she's picking up and connecting to what is right for her intuitively and spiritually. And everybody has their own way of doing that. Yours, you have a bit of the feel. I can feel that. You just feel. You do feel. You care a lot. But you also just know. And then I also see where you might be getting picture flashes. And then it's actually getting strange for me right now because I'm in your energy field. And what I'm picking up is that sometimes I could swear I just heard something. And so... So that's why you're feeling, and I'm saying, I go, you know what? No, it's not three. She has four, so I'm going to correct my own self. You have them all opening up right now, and what will happen is it can shift from one to the other depending on the situation. One may bring you a message one way, and you won't pick up any of the others. So you won't get all four on every situation. Right now, you just want to take your focus about worrying about it being one or the other and just going with it. Just say, you know what? I've got all four. That's a beautiful gift. It can be a little confusing, but just allow them to open up naturally and keep your shielding like we talked about before. And that's just protecting with spirit, you know, just knowing that you're with your own energies and you feel safe in that. And that way you have that intention to connect with a higher frequency that's positive for you, that's good for you, that's not going to be mischievous. And in hope, what we're talking about today and what you want to do is ask for that. It's like my intention with hope is to build the possibility and expand my consciousness and my connective, intuitive connection to spirit. So you have those possibilities opening up. So you're going to use that word in a positive way where I'm connecting completely to spirit. There's no hoping I won't get it wrong. That's what you want to watch. Don't worry about getting it wrong right now. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're looking to just go, I am connecting and it's opening up. I am building this. And with spirit, they're going to give you different synchronicities to help you validate and start to pay attention in many ways. Watch out for the tendency to overanalyze it. I feel that coming from you a little bit. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does that make sense, Deborah? She's like, oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's your claircognizant part, you know, because you're analytical. You're very spiritual, but you have a lot of analytical. And that's the beauty of this, because you're learning to use right and left brain together and be a grounded, spiritual, logical, spiritual person. So you're not like completely out there and you're not paying attention to something, walking into traffic, things like that. You know, this is good. This is where we are in the world today and humanity as a whole. We are learning how to connect and stay grounded and use logic, but also be connected spiritually. Thank you so much for your call. We're about to go to the next break. So, Deborah, thank you for holding and being patient with us on those lines. Guys, when we come back, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a positive negative example, but we're going to learn how to change it and how angels, we can use our connection to spirit with angels to help us reconnect and help encourage us when we feel like we're losing our hope. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show here on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ. Stay with us. We will be right back.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transforming the world, one listener.
I'm over here enjoying. I'm dancing actually in my seat with all this great music those guys are playing for me. Thank you. I mean, the Jenny one, really?
Jenny.
I know. It was great. Anyway, we have another caller, you said, right? We are still, you are back with us. Let me get straight here. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm back on the air. I'm Dr. Jen. We've been talking about hope today. Hope. You know, bringing those possibilities to life with the intention of hope. And we have another caller. So let's bring on that caller. I think you said that her name was Kristen.
Kristen's there. Hey, Kristen. Okay.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Kristen. What's going, Kristen?
Hey, Jen. How you doing?
Hey. Oh, it's the turtle lady. This is the turtle lady,
Aloha,
Chris.
Originally from Virginia Beach, but now living in Maryland.
Kristen, it's great talking to you. So what do I owe this pleasure?
I'm just calling in to say hi because, you know, I've been listening to your show for 3 years now, and I have actually never called in.
No, you haven't. No, you have not. I have known you for a while. You've had private sessions, and I've watched your career grow as a writer. She's a children's book writer. She has a book out with turtles, right?
Yeah, a sea turtle called Jesus the Honu. In fact, you were a big part of that. I don't know if you realize that or not, but no. I probably would have never had the courage to actually publish that if I hadn't been working with you. So it was serendipitous that I happened to find you on the internet one day when I was looking for a massage of all things, and we ended up having a relationship that was far different.
Oh, I had no idea. I did not know I influenced the book, but it's a beautiful book. I love the book. I have a copy here that my grandchildren love. But Kristen, can you share a little bit about how you've reconnected with hope with the listeners?
When I first met you, I had come home from a deployment. I'm in the military. That's actually my day job. The children's author is a kind of a hobby, a nighttime thing. But I come back from a really arduous deployment here in the Middle East and going through some significant depression, having some issues in my personal life. Actually, everything was pretty much flipping upside down. And I guess you could say a little bit lost, and that's how I ended up finding you. And through the course of working with you personally, I was actually blessed to be able to do so before you stopped during personal appointments. You really helped me rebuild that and completely switch things around.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yes, you've had quite a bit. Yes, and you know, going through the different types of stress or intensities that you've seen in life. I mean, you've seen a lot of trauma being in the military. And then you have your own personal things you do too. So the guys that are out there, the girls that are out there, the active duty military, we love you. And we know how tough that can be to have a little bit of all of it going on. And I just want to send a lot of love to you myself right now. And I really appreciate that you took some time today to call in and share that with listeners that are new to my show. That's so much appreciated, and you know that I always wish you the best with your book and
well,
with everything
you very much,
you're doing.
Jen. Yeah, you know, the important thing isn't necessarily that you help me, but the military being the type of organization, I guess some would say fear-based organization that it is, working with you has actually helped me spread a little bit of, I guess, hope among a type of people that have a tendency to be towards fear and control and that kind of thing, so... it's amazing to watch people around me light up.
Oh, now see, that's lighting your light. That I love that. Thank you. Oh, that's awesome. Because that's what we're talking about today. It's talking about lighting up that corner that feels a little dark in your experience. Everybody has a different experience, different relationships, different areas of the world they live. And when we connect in a positive way, we can put a little bit of love and hope and light into somebody else's life just by being more positive about an approach to something, even though it looks like it's a big mess, trying to just put it in there anyway, because if you just have a little bit of belief that it can be better, there still is hope that it can turn around or something new can come in to replace something that's permanently gone. Now you've lit up the world. Now you've lit up your own life. You've lit up somebody else's, and you've given them that chance for a little hope in their heart. Thank you, Kristen, for sharing that so much.
Absolutely, in ways I couldn't even imagine. And so, you know, the book is a big part of that. People that I don't reach in the military, I reach in the book, so I'm able to do that. And you've, like I said, you've been a big help in making that happen.
Thank you so much for calling in today. Really appreciate it, and I wish you the best. We will talk to you later.
Thanks so much. Thanks, Shannon. Aloha.
Aloha. Bye-bye. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. All that's beautiful. Now, you said, Chris, we have another caller that's been holding.
Yes, and we are about to bring Amy on from Pennsylvania. So, Amy, you're on the air with Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, Amy.
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show. What do we got going on for you today?
Well, I'm calling in to see. I recently put in for a change of job, and I'm calling to see if you're picking up anything on that position.
You recently put in for a job change, and you're looking to see a result for that. Is that right? Did I hear that right? Okay.
Yeah.
I think I did. Okay. Oh, the wait. Isn't that the worst part? That does feel like the hardest part, just waiting and waiting and waiting. I know. And what I want to say first is that actually, events are going to move into a much quicker pace for you. So it's feeling like, yes, there's something coming through. It does feel like that because it's getting – delays are about to be over is what I'm picking up immediately. I just double-checked. It gave it a second to make sure I was connecting to that. It may – it feels like it's just been quiet, quiet, nothing, nothing, waiting, waiting, waiting. All of a sudden, busy, busy, busy. So if you have anything – thank you. Thank you, boys. That coming through. If you have anything that you need to take care of where once you have a job, you won't have time to do, apply your energy to that right now is what I'm hearing because you're going to get so busy you won't have time to finish it up.
Okay.
How's that sound? I know. You're like, whoa. This is a good thing. That's a positive signal coming back that the energy frequency is getting ready to pick up pretty quick. Higher frequencies move faster than lower frequencies. They're kind of sluggish and go slower. So when I feel an energy all of a sudden starting to go quite fast, that means you're getting ready to ascend into a higher frequency that's much more positive for you. So don't let that frighten you when I say that. But you want to hold on to the hope and the positive and see yourself, visualize yourself in the position that you want. What is it that you want? See yourself that way. And then embrace that and say, thank you, I'm letting that into my life. This is how you connect back to hope. Ask your angels. I do this every day when I feel, oh, okay, could use a little help here. I just ask them, I say, hey, I'm doing this, but I could use a little help. They will come right in and they will help bring you that little bit of support you need during a time that you might have trouble reconnecting. And I want you to know, don't hesitate to do that. But there's a quiet time right now where you're in between, where you're kind of waiting it out. And it's like, get your things in organized. If you need to organize a closet, if you need to sort out or catch something up that you usually don't have time to do or you won't once a job comes through, now's the time to do that. And that's what they're saying to me. Now, they're saying it in general because they want you to apply and they want you to think about it and connect with them as well. And Michael is coming through for you right away. Michael, Archangel Michael, he is the one about soul purpose, job, career, things like that. Ask him to help you out so you have clear signals because he's coming through saying, get organized because it's going to get busy. So that's a very good positive sign that I'm seeing for you. I don't know how long it's going to take. He's not telling me that. He's telling me to go ahead and apply your energy while you're waiting to something productive that needs to be taken care of before you're too busy to do it. So that's what I'm getting for you.
Okay, that makes sense because I've been asking him for help.
Yeah, well, he's coming through. He's saying, okay, so, time to get.
Okay.
And you know, Michael also is the one that can help you organize and use logic with the left brain, like, you know, things that we have to do here on Earth, you know, the logic, like, oh, you know how you'll get so busy. Oh, did I pay that bill or not? Did I remember to turn that light switch off? Things like that. He'll help you with that grounding and just not be afraid of life itself and the fast movement that when it comes in, don't be afraid of the fast movement. Sometimes we have fear, we actually can fear success. We're an interesting type of species sometimes. We can fear the things that we want so badly, which kind of holds them out away from our energy field coming in. So use the word hope in the possibilities versus I hope this, like, don't do it the way I was saying earlier where it's I hope this doesn't fall through, you know, that kind of thing. Switch that in. Hope the possibility is opening up and it's going to be absolutely fantastic for you. Okay, Amy? And I don't think you have very long. I think you're going to know something within a few weeks. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. Okay, guys, we are going to take a short break. When we come back, we want to open up those lines, Chris, for the callers for the book giveaway. So first caller that calls in now is going to win the free book by Deepak Chopra and Sanjeev Chopra. And when we come back, we will take care of that.
One more important thing we need to add is the phone number.
Oh, thank you for that. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Take the calls now. The lines are open. We're going to be giving away that free book. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Back, and wow, we have a winner for the book. Candace Glasgow out of Colorado. Congratulations. You have won the copy of the book by Deepak Chopra and his brother, Sanjeev Chopra. And that book is called Brotherhood, Dharma, Destiny, and the American Dream. And we want to thank Deepak and Sanjeev for contributing that book to the show today. Thank you so much for being a part of the premiere show and opening for us today. We appreciate and have much gratitude for you boys. And I say boys because we're all boys to us. Both those boys are men that are very educated medical doctors, by the way, and they're brothers. I think that's beautiful that they have done that together. Now, in this last part of the show, let's talk about this hope and reconnecting to it. Reconnecting when we feel like we've lost it. Now, I don't care what your situation is out there. It can be pretty destitute out there. It can be pretty intense. It can be you just feel like there's nothing left. But there is something. Even if it's the smallest little thing that you can appreciate, look around you right now. Look around the room, the environment outside, wherever you are. If you're in the car, pay attention to the road, please. Thank you. Please pay attention to the road. But we want you to look for something you can appreciate. Is it, I appreciate that I have a car? Is it, I appreciate that I am here? Is it, I appreciate that I can walk? I can do things that someone else may not be able to do. There's something, even if it's small, look around. Detract your mind from the challenge that's causing your hopelessness. And put it on something more positive. Just redirect your energy to something that is going okay, that is working. Because sometimes you've just got to give it a break on that mental analyzing of a situation. Sometimes we also have to just let it go. Just let it go that it went that way. And look for what can I learn from this challenge or this situation that I'm experiencing right now. Because every situation is going to show you something that you can learn from it. It can be positive. It can be not so positive. It can be a tough one. It can be a great one. But there's always something we can learn. There's always something we can take from it and appreciate and grow from. And another thing I want to point out is when we do go through tough times, those are the times where you're going to find that you will learn how strong you actually are. You'll find out that, wow, I can do this and I didn't know I could do this. You'll find that you can do things you never knew you could do because you wouldn't unless you were going through a challenge and still finding your way through it. And it doesn't mean you have to push through and have to suffer life. Did you know that you can ask angels to come around right now? You can ask the universe, to God, however it is you connect to spirit. And when I'm saying asking angels, angels help us when we ask. It's not worshiping angels. That's not what I'm talking about at all. So those that get confused by that, I'm just putting that out there right now. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a beautiful aspect and gift of the universe that's out there to help us when we feel a little overwhelmed. Why not ask? They help you when you ask. They don't interfere with your free will. If you don't want anything to do with them, they're going to leave you alone. They're not going to bother you. They respect free will better than any of us here do sometimes. How many times have you tried to change somebody's life for them and then you're upset because they won't do what you want them to do? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. They're not going to do that. But they're there to help you out, give you a little extra support, give you that feeling of, you know, I'm going to be okay. I can make this. I can do this. I use that gift every day, and it's a precious gift to me. And I'm very much about sharing with other people that, you know, you can do this too. I mean, we can all do this together. You can send that intention to somebody else. You know, you can't do it for them. They have to accept it. But it's all about what are you accepting for yourself? And hope is possible, but believing it is possible. Is where the mind energy is controlling what you're feeling or experiencing. So you're looking to reconnect to, okay, yes, I can do this. And at first, sometimes it'll actually feel like you're trying to convince yourself? For you guys that are real analytical out there, that's what it's going to feel like. Okay, well, that's not what I'm seeing. It's having a little faith before you see it. It's having a little faith that you can make a difference. You can change it up. But changing your thought and approach about anything is going to change everything you're doing. It's going to change having energy for it. It's going to change how you feel physically. It's going to move things forward in the direction that you're trying to go to. So don't give up on you and don't give up on somebody else. If you feel like somebody else is like that and you're worried about them, just ask that a little bit of love go their way and shine positive from you to them. I always say that about so many people that are going through something tough or they see somebody else going through something tough. We can't help them if we're all down feeling sad for them. Why give them more energy that they already have? Lift and keep your frequency up and positive and let that glow and shine from you, from your heart, with intention. So the word hope is a very powerful word. And we want to put hope into the world from a positive, like there is a possibility. I am a possibility. I am successful. I am going to get through this. I am finding my way through this. I am strong enough versus hoping something horrible doesn't happen. We're switching that up. So, I challenge everybody out there that really wants to work on changing this. I challenge you to pay attention to how many times you use the word hope in a day and how are you using it in a sentence. How are you using it? What's the thought? What's the intention? Does it have fear connected, like you're worried or hope something doesn't happen? Or are you, ooh, I'm excited. Hope means there's a possibility. It's coming back around. You know, I am hoping for the best future ever, and I know I can feel it coming. You know, how are you using the word hope? I want you to think about that. Think about that throughout your day and really pay attention. And if you find that you're using it fear-based or worried, just say right there and there, oh, wait, I'm going to change that and retract it. I used to do this all the time. Let me rephrase that and just claim it to the universe. Nope, I'm going to pull that back. I don't want it to be like that. I'm going to change that. I'm going to have it be positive. I want it to be this. And just grab it and say, I deserve this. I'm worthy of this, because you are. I want to thank everyone for listening today. I'm excited to be here for you. I love you guys. If you want to learn more about what I'm doing, book a private session, go get free meditation reads, meditation recordings off my website, please go to jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. You can book over there. You can sign up for the newsletter. We have a free ebook on energy balancing that you can download. And my heart says, I love you to you. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show here on WBLQ and Transformation Talk Radio. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information.
Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio,
a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio,
a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat. and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.